From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN Valley weather, sunny today in 63. Increasing clouds, an overnight low of 37 tonight. High of 68 Wednesday, gradually becoming sunny with an overnight low of 41 tomorrow night. It's 46 degrees. KQEN news time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Another candidate interview today. We're talking to State Treasurer and candidate for re-election, Tobias Reed. Thank you for being on this afternoon.
Thanks for the invitation.
Well, let's talk about your background prior to becoming state treasurer, maybe a little bit about your education, some of the things you did before you took this office 4 years ago.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm an Oregonian by choice. I was raised in Idaho and came here to go to college and have more or less stuck around. I had two little exiles outside of Oregon working in the U.S. Treasury Department and going to graduate school. But I've been here a long time and feel really well connected. I also had the privilege of serving in the legislature representing Beaverton for 10 years while I also worked at Nike. So I feel like it's a good combination of private sector and public sector experience that I'm bringing to the office. And of course, a first term that I think has a good record of achievement as well.
When you came out to go to college, which school did you land at?
This is when I was running for the legislature, I'd say something like that, and people would say, "Are you a duck or a beaver?" And I'd say, "I'm a Bearcat," and people would look at me sort of blankly. I went to Willamette University, which is, as I'm sure lots of your listeners know, is the first university west of the Mississippi in the United States, and I learned a lot and had a great experience.
And probably less controversial than saying duck or beaver and alienating people almost immediately. So
yes, it's Switzerland in some sense.
So talk about what interested you in running for state treasurer 4 years ago?
Well, it started, I think, when I had the privilege of serving in the legislature, and everyone who gets to gets that honor develops a certain set of specialties. You know, no one can be an expert on every issue that comes before the legislature, and I found that, you know, building on the experiences I'd had at Nike and working in the U.S. Treasury, that I was attracted to issues of finance, of infrastructure, economic development, and ended up working with treasurers and treasury staff. And what I think is most exciting about the office is the opportunity to bring financial tools to policy discussions. It's not an especially political thing to say, and I hope we'll get into this conversation at some point, that it's good for the state when people have an opportunity to save their own money for their aspirations, for college, for their kids, for retirement, or those sorts of things. So that nature of being objective and being numerical about it was attractive. And the other thing is that the treasurer's office is one of the few places that has not only the opportunity, but the responsibility to think about the very long run future of the state. There's so much in our politics, in our policies and processes that emphasizes the short term to the exclusion of the long run, that I was really attracted to the opportunity to be thinking about and acting in the long run interest of Oregon and Oregonians.
Let me back up a step. You mentioned the U.S. Treasury. Talk about what you did there and how you got into that position.
Yeah, I worked for the Treasury Secretary. I did his briefing books, and it was the perfect job for a young person because I learned a little bit about a lot of different things, and it was a really good exposure to the way that things work. And the thing that it most did for me, I think, was confirm for me my interest in better understanding how business and government relate. There are certainly times when they are on opposing sides, but there's a whole lot of time, a lot more of the time, I think, when a government can be a supporter, an enabler, a catalyst for economic activity. And that's what prompted me to go to business school and better understand that relationship. I had a great time working there and learned a lot.
What improvements do you feel like you've made in how the Office of State Treasurer runs in the past 4 years?
Yeah, one of the biggest things I think is a continued focus on professionalizing and modernizing our investment operations. This is perhaps the highest profile responsibility of the Treasury to invest the state's portfolio, the largest portion of which is the Public Employee Retirement Fund. And I know that discussions of the pension can get politically heated, but our responsibility is generating returns, and we do that really well. A couple of the ways that we've done that more significantly in recent years is adding to the capacity of our own staff. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, but by hiring more people at Treasury, we save money because, no surprise, it costs less to hire talent in Tigard than it does in Manhattan. And in some cases, a good number of cases, we can do that same work just as well or better in Tigard than when we have to contract with someone to do it in Manhattan. We've de-risked the portfolio, which is to say we've taken a lot of the risk out of the portfolio, but without giving up returns. And in an environment like this that is so volatile and so unpredictable, that's really going to serve the state and retirees as well. And we've also upgraded the way that the portfolio is allocated across time. So someone who is approaching retirement is going to see even less risk in the defined contribution portion of our hybrid system when compared to someone who is younger and more appropriately taking more risk because they have more time to spread that over. So all of these things really add up, and they're to the benefit of every Oregonian, because a dollar that we generate in investment returns is a dollar that doesn't have to come from elsewhere in the budget and ultimately from taxpayers.
We have a lot of people in the business community that listen to us, and a lot of folks interested in the financial world have some financial programs on the station throughout the week as well. And it's one thing to look at your own budget or maybe a business budget and be able to feel like you're doing a reasonably good job of making money and being effective with how it's spent. When you start looking, though, at the numbers as a state treasurer, when you're looking at the state's portfolio, is the weight of that responsibility a bit daunting at times?
Well, anytime that we talk about investing $100 billion, it's sobering for sure. And it's sobering further when we think about the literally hundreds of thousands of Oregonians who have a stake in that, whether that's retirees in a direct sense, every Oregonian, because the second largest portion of our portfolio is the short-term fund, which functions as a sort of a money market account for state agencies and for local governments. You can imagine the city, the city of Roseburg, I think they participate, they get the bulk of their property tax revenue at one time of the year, but it's used over the course of the year. They have, and every local government has the ability to choose to deposit those dollars with us through the local government investment pool. And by doing that, they maintain perfect access and liquidity. But by being part of that bigger pool, they get much better returns. So we take that responsibility and that obligation to Oregonians very seriously. But Oregonians should also feel really confident that we have a first-rate, world-class team doing this work. And our performance stacks up really well. We're consistently at or near the top of all the lists that compare us to our peers across the country. So it's not something that any one person takes on alone. And I think that's a real strength for Treasury and for Oregon.
What was the impact of COVID-19 on the state budget and the work that your office does with state finances?
Yeah, it's the impact on the budget is, of course, still coming into focus. We don't know everything about the way the virus is going to proceed, how seriously all of us are taking the response that and the responsibility that we have to maintain distance and wear masks and do all those things. And that ripples through the economy. So the latest revenue forecast is better than the previous one, and that's certainly something to be happy about. But I think there are so many things that are uncertain it's dangerous to be too confident about anything. In fact, I think we're tempted to try to apply the same words and tools to this recession, if we can even use that word, as we've applied to every other one, because of what we're used to. But when I'm talking to businesses around the state, and I do a lot of that these days because I don't get to travel as much for obvious reasons, I hear businesses that are just trying to stay afloat and keep their employees on board. And this might not be a regular recession. It might be a generational restructuring. So we really have work to do, I think, to listen to businesses, to understand the changes that they are making, to adapt to the world, and to try to be in a position to make budget decisions for the state that position us well to get through this disruption in a way that makes us, that positions us for growth in a way that's sustainable on the other side. So I'd be wary of anyone who is speaking with too much confidence. They're either overconfident or dishonest at this point, because there's so much we don't know yet.
Going to take a break at Inside Douglas County State Treasurer Tobias Reed running for re-election. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. Back in 2 minutes, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1 on News Radio, 1240 KQEN. Later today, KQEN Local Talk at 4, True Wealth Radio. David Littlejohn and Katie Shook will be on this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Continuing with candidate interviews, Tobias Reed, Oregon State Treasurer, Democrat running for re-election. Let's maybe define things a little bit and kind of go over some of the specific roles of being the state treasurer.
Yeah, absolutely. I joke sometimes in the before times when I got to give a speech in person, and I'd say, hey, I'm used to people heading for the doors when I say I'm state treasurer. And I think it's because people assume that I have something to do with tax collection. I don't. Our job is to keep public money safe and keep it growing before it's headed for its intended purpose. So we act as the bank for the state, for a lot of local governments, and the investment shop. We're responsible for the state portfolio, which includes the pension fund, includes the short-term fund, a number of other investment funds. We manage all the state debt, the bonds that we use to construct roads and bridges and hospitals and affordable housing and all that sort of stuff. We have a role in economic development through a few other boards. We run a series of financial empowerment programs, and I hope we can talk about those in a bit more depth as well, ranging from the college savings plan and culminating with a disability-related savings plan. And we're the first state in the country to offer an opt-out retirement savings plan to people in the private sector who don't have one at work, giving a real advantage to small employers that maybe don't have the HR department to manage that process. So it's a wide range that really puts us as a financial hub for the state.
Where do things stand right now with PERS?
There's such a broad question. We stand in a strong position relative to a lot of our peers because we don't play games in Oregon. We don't take pension holidays. We make good decisions with our investments. There's a lot of people are focused on what's known as the unfunded actuarial liability, which is a measure of the gap between what we could pay today and what we will eventually pay. It's a little bit like asking someone with a mortgage whether they could pay off their mortgage in cash today. Most people would have to answer no. So it's something to manage, but it is not something that's a crisis in that sense. And I'm sure you and listeners know that the bulk of that gap is attributable to what's known as Tier 1, an element of the program that hasn't been open to new entrants since 1996. So over time, that gets addressed. But again, that's the discussion around the policy is a little bit out of the treasurer's role. We are in really good shape in terms of how our portfolio is positioned. We describe it as an all-weather strategy. And what it really means is that we look at the long run, which means we're not likely to be at the tip top in bull markets or up markets, and we're not likely to be at the very bottom in bear markets. We're trying to achieve more of a rolling hill sort of approach as opposed to as to the Swiss Alps. And over time, that's a much better position for the state to be in terms of its financial impact.
Talk more about that opt-out retirement plan, Oregon Saves.
Yeah, it's a really great program. I hope Oregonians are proud of it as I am. We started with the recognition that about half of people who are working in Oregon and across the country don't have access to save to a program to save for retirement at work. What that means is if they don't make a change one way or another, they have to choose probably between retiring into poverty or not retiring at all. And that impacts all of us in the state budget. So we passed a law that requires employers who don't offer a plan of their own to facilitate Oregon Saves. And what that means is they say to their employee, unless you tell me otherwise, 5% of your wages are going into your IRA. And the employee can opt out. They can change that number to something other than five, anything they want. But most people are glad to have that opportunity and stay in the program. So we're 3 years into it now. I have about 75,000 people who have established and funded their retirement accounts. They've saved $70 million. And even if your only interest is in small government, I think this is something you should be excited about, because it's giving people the chance to more easily save their own money. And in the long run, they're going to have more assets, more choices, and they're going to need less help from government as we go forward. So people really love it. It's a feeling of empowerment, and it sets us up for a much stronger position over the long term.
One of the roles the state treasurer has is being a member of the state land board. What has that been like?
It's been very interesting. It's a challenge to manage the tensions between a lot of the assets and our obligations. And probably the most visible example of that has been the experience with the Elliott State Forest. I entered that conversation kind of midstream. The previous land board had started a process to sell the Elliott, and that resulted in a lot of strong feelings. So I'm proud of the role that I played in trying to carve out a path. And we still got some work to do, but we're on a really good path to transforming the Elliott into a research forest with Oregon State University in a way that will allow us to meet our financial obligations to the Common School Fund, and in a way that will allow us to practice responsible, legitimate forestry to deal with climate disruption and create future foresters and be faithful to such a huge part of the Oregon economy.
Well, we're seeing a large number of folks vote, as usually happens in a presidential election year, but it appears to be higher this year. A lot of people look at their ballot. They may be attracted to the presidential race and certain other ones. Sometimes there's probably a little apprehension about just how to decide on a race like state treasurer that doesn't seem as political.
Yeah, you're right. And I've been making that point, as I'm sure you have too, that every race on a ballot counts. We're so lucky to live in a country where that's possible, and in a state where it's easier to vote than in a lot of other places. So I really hope people will take that opportunity seriously. The state treasurer in particular, the office I know best, is a really important one. It plays a central role in what sort of an economy and a community we have going forward. And I feel really good about what we've done in my first term, and I'm very much looking forward to continuing those efforts if voters agree.
And what are some of the reasons why you feel like you would want a second term?
Well, I think we've started a really good set of things to modernize our investment program, to update and upgrade our bond offerings, to empower Oregon families with these financial empowerment tools, and we've got the opportunity to continue that. On top of that, in a time when there is so much that's changing, when the pace of change is exhausting, I think it's really important to have someone in the office who is dedicated to the core responsibilities of treasurer, to be a trusted partner with the legislature and local governments, to give people the tools to manage through this this craziness, if that's not too excessive a term. So someone who can navigate the choppy seas we're in with an eye on the horizon at the same time.
Future aspirations. Do you want to be governor?
I don't know. I want to be treasurer. That's what I'm running for. I feel really excited about what we have done and what we can do. And over the next 7 days, that's my entire focus.
About 45 seconds left on Inside Douglas County. Kind of as a final pitch, talk about why people should vote for you.
Well, I really do think it's a record of accomplishment and achievement over the first 4 years. The demonstrated ability to meet our core responsibilities, deliver good returns for retirees and local governments, to responsibly add to our capacity and create tools and opportunities that meet people in the challenging circumstances in which we find ourselves.
Tobias Reid, current state treasurer, Democratic candidate for re-election, one of the many races on the ballot as ballots are coming in right now. Tobias Reid, thanks for being on Inside Douglas County today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
1257, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.